Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 45 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
There's the FBI and the deputy sheriff scam. There's the IRS scam and the sweepstakes scam. These scams are increasingly sophisticated.
Attorney General Andy Beshear unveiled a scam awareness campaign.
A man is pleading guilty to shooting a Prestonsburg police officer.
A UK student is behind bars accused of making social media threats.
Congressman John Yarmuth says the House has a responsibility to pursue investigations of President Trump.
The Rowan County Public Library will host a coloring book contest.
In sports, MSU men's basketball plays at Connecticut tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 90% chance of showers tonight with lows around 42 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A man has pled guilty to shooting a former Prestonsburg police officer. LEX 18 reports 31-year-old Robert Powers ran from a traffic stop back in 2015, then holed up in a home for 10 hours. When Powers refused to surrender, police say they tased him and he shot Officer Adam Dixon in the chest. Powers was set to go on trial this week, but instead took a plea deal, accepting a sentence recommendation from a Commonwealth's attorney. If that recommendation is accepted, Powers will serve 20 years in prison. Formal sentencing is set to be held next month.
A student was caught with a gun at Frederick Douglass High School in Lexington. A letter sent to Frederick Douglass High School families says the underclassman checked in after the school day started and was wanded with a handheld metal detector before his backpack was checked. The gun was considered well concealed and undetected. The student was found with the gun while being disciplined later in the day. The school said in a press release that officials are revisiting search procedures. The student has been charged with possession of a weapon on school property and possession of a stolen handgun. Administrators say the student likely didn't intend to use the gun while at school. Frederick Douglass High School had walk-through metal detectors installed in May. The school has to physically search backpacks because of the metal already present on them. A 16-year-old student was injured from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the high school in March. This prompted a significant law enforcement response.
Police are looking for the person who fired several shots into a Lexington home this morning. According to WKYT, the shooting occurred just after 4 a.m. on Scottsdale Circle in the Hollow Creek neighborhood. Police found several shell casings in the street and bullet holes in a home. People were inside the home at the time, but police said no one was injured. Police say they currently have no suspects, but will continue to investigate.
A Lawrence County home was seriously damaged in a fire this morning. WSAZ reports the blaze was reported around 11 a.m. at a house along Township Road. Emergency officials say everyone inside escaped the fire with no injuries. Crews from four fire departments were on the scene. There is no word on the cause of the fire at this time.
Police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide after two people were found dead in an apartment on DeGaris Mill Road in Scott County. Officials say that a toddler was left unattended with the deceased individuals. Police say someone inside of the apartment was texting or calling a friend and told them someone had a gun. That friend then called 911. Responding officers then heard three muffled shots. Inside, they found two dead bodies and a young child who was unharmed. Police initially reported this as a double homicide, but now confirm that this appears to be a murder-suicide.
A UK sophomore and healthcare employee who reported social media threats against the university is now behind bars. As WUKY's Karen Czar reports, police say she's the one behind them.
Investigators say they got a tip yesterday from 19-year-old Haley Duvall that a threat was made against the school on social media. She even sent Snapchat screenshots of the threats to local media stations. But UK Police Chief Joe Monroe tells us it was Duvall who made the posts.
We first received the threats around 3 p.m. yesterday. We immediately began following up on different leads. By 11 o'clock last night, we had a location identified in Lexington and made an arrest shortly after 2 a.m. this morning.
Chief Monroe said no one else is involved and no one was ever in any real danger.
We don't believe there's any threat to the campus. We will have a visible presence on the main campus area today just to put a lot of people to calm, feel calm.
He went on to say that campus safety is a top priority and threats like these are taken very seriously. Duvall was arrested at her home and is charged with terroristic threatening and filing a false police report. Reporting from Lexington, I'm Karen Czar.
We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center presenting the 34th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 1st. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 regional vendors of handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
Attorney General Andy Beshear unveiled a scam awareness campaign. Canon's Suzanne Duvall reports.
Relatively small number of people can destroy many, many lives.
Kathy Walling is a U.S. postal inspector. Her organization is partnering with the Attorney General's office on the Stamp Out Mail Scams awareness campaign. Attorney General Andy Beshear.
I don't think that there is a single person in our state that has not been targeted by scammers.
The campaign provides posters on how to identify, avoid, and report common mail scams in 700 post offices across Kentucky. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
The Social Security Administration says it will temporarily suspend hearings for hundreds of eastern Kentucky residents trying to keep disability benefits. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the reprieve gives residents more time to receive files which would contain medical evidence establishing their eligibility for benefits. The federal agency notified about 3,700 clients of former lawyer Eric Kahn that they would have to defend their disability status in court after Kahn pleaded guilty to bribing judges and doctors to approve disability checks for his clients. Officials started hearing cases in August for about 1,900 people. U.S. Representative Hal Rogers said he expressed concern to the Social Security Administration about the hearings because many residents hadn't received files that contained legal and medical information. The hearings are set to resume on January 7th.
The lone Democrat in Kentucky's congressional delegation says the new House majority has a responsibility to pursue potential investigations into President Trump and his administration. However, Representative John Yarmuth says impeachment of the president is not a priority for Democrats.
We understand that impeachment is a political process, not a legal one, and that in order for any impeachment to be credible, it's going to have to be bipartisan, and we know there's not any bipartisan support for that.
Trump is threatening to investigate Democrats if they investigate him, but Yarmuth says he isn't worried about it.
Community meetings with citizens in East Ashland have led to the proposed creation of the mobile police substation for East Central neighborhoods. The increased police presence would focus on three target areas of residential concern: the East Central area, Pollard Mills, and Central City area. DJ Reimer is the Ashland City Program and Grant Specialist. He says it was a joint idea to create the new program.
We've sat down, some of the city leaders down here have sat down and looked at some ways with the police department on how to step up patrol, and we feel that a mobile police substation would be efficient in that aspect.
The program is not meant to be temporary, though the decision will allow for temporary placement in spots designated as needed for more attention. Completion is expected by late 2019 to early 2020.
This year will mark the 31st annual Big Blue Crush, the yearly blood battle between the Kentucky Wildcats and Tennessee Volunteers. It's a friendly competition to see whose fans can give the most blood before Thanksgiving week. Blood donors must be at least 17 years old or 16 with parental consent. They must weigh at least 110 pounds, be in general good health, and present photo identification. Denise Fields is the director of marketing for the Kentucky Blood Center.
We've been doing this for 31 years, and it's just really, we do it with Medic Regional Blood Center in Knoxville, and it helps both of us during the holiday time because it's the biggest week of the year for us, and win or lose, it doesn't really matter if we win or lose, we just know we get a lot of blood.
Donors can donate blood to the St. Clair Regional Medical Center Tuesday, November 13th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the KBC Bloodmobile. As a thank you, donors will receive a tie-dyed bleed blue t-shirt and a chance to win tickets to the Kentucky and Louisville football game November 24th in Louisville.
Rowan County Public Library will be hosting a coloring book contest. Anyone 16 and older is eligible to submit their illustrations by November 15th. The illustrations will be juried, and the winners will have their illustrations published into a coloring book. Rowan County Public Library Director Tim Gamp says those selected will be entered to win a large bag of art supplies valued around $100.
The illustration should be intended for ages 8 and under, and multiple submissions are allowed. The art does have to be original and can't be copyrighted. Art needs to be in one of the following themes. It has to be about the library, about books, literacy, and learning. And then the way that the formats that we will accept this in, we need the page to be 8.5 by 11.
Digital copies of the drawings can be submitted to marketing@rowancountylibrary.org.
A northeastern Kentucky park raised money and collected donated food items for surrounding county schools. WMKY's Naya Andwaza has the story.
Carter Cave State Resort Park asked guests to contribute food items during its Haunted Trail weekends in October for surrounding Carter County schools and giving participating guests a discount in return. Officials say the park raised more than 600 non-perishable food items from this event and about $6,600 from many financial sources throughout Carter County for 10 schools in the area. According to WTVQ, park manager Chris Perry says the food and cash will help make sure students have food during weekends when they aren't in school. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andwaza.
For the 37th annual Kentucky Book Fair, Kentucky Humanities has decided to expand the fair into a 6-day series of literary events in Lexington. From November 12th to the 17th, the Kentucky Book Festival will offer events such as readings, cocktail parties, and trivia. Brooke Ravy is project manager for Kentucky Humanities.
It was begun, 37 years ago by Carl West and a few other co-founders in Frankfurt, and it's persevered this long, and it's such a testament, it's a testimony of the love Kentuckians have for books and reading and literature. And, it's a great way for, first-time authors, Kentucky authors, to get out there and get their books in front of people and connect with other authors.
The Kentucky Book Festival will be held at the Kentucky Horse Park's Alltech Arena. For more information on the events and tickets, visit kyhumanities.org.
A survey has revealed that Morehead State University has been ranked best for vets for its treatment and care of veterans and military students. Out of 500 schools, Military Times ranked MSU in the top 100. Director of Military Initiatives David Litterall says with what the campus has to offer, the ranking is no surprise.
We have a full-time veteran resource center that is dedicated to taking care of veterans' needs, helping them through to transition from being soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, etc., to being full-time students, which is, pretty good transition to come out of the military environment and to be dedicated to being a full-time student.
For a complete listing of military-related services, including enrollment, support services, and benefits information, visit morehedstate.edu/veterans.
A documentary film that examines the hillbilly stereotype will be given a free screening in West Virginia next week. Marshall University is presenting the film Hillbilly from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday in room 154 of Smith Hall on the school's Huntington campus. The film is directed by Sally Rubin and Ashley York. Co-producer John Matthews will attend the public event for a Q&A, and the directors plan to participate by video conference. The university said in a news release that the documentary looks at the experience of rural voters and tries to expand understanding of Appalachia by featuring some of its diverse communities. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight showers mainly after 2 a.m., lows around 40 degrees and a chance of precipitation at 80%. Tomorrow showers mainly before 1 p.m., high near 43 and a chance of precipitation at 100%. A slight chance of showers tomorrow night, mostly clear, cloudy skies with a low around 23 and a chance of precipitation at 20%. Going into your weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 23. For your Veterans Day on Sunday, sunny with a high near 47. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Taking a look at your current temperatures, 50 degrees in Inez, 56 degrees in Ashland. It's 45 degrees in Lexington and Winchester, as well as Moorhead, and 42 degrees in Flemingsburg.
On our feature segment this afternoon, Rowan County's senior high school girls basketball team is preparing for the start of their upcoming season. WMKY's Shamari Mosley has the story.
Matt Stokes is the new head coach for Lady Vikings. He was appointed in the spring after spending 4 years as an assistant coach. Over time, he has made personal relationships with the team and knows how to use their individual skills to benefit the whole team.
There's a lot of stuff that's been going on, and we're starting off a little slow, but they've been going hard. Hopefully, you know, we have our first scrimmage in about 3 weeks, so hopefully they can catch on really quick so we're ready for that first scrimmage.
Stokes says his team does not have a lot of experience.
We have one senior returning, and we've got five juniors returning. And then after that, we don't have any sophomores playing. We have five freshmen, and then we're also bringing up 11 middle school girls to play.
Two of his most solid players are coming back to the team, as well as one of his best defensive players.
I think our main two solid players coming back, of course, will be Angela Markham, who's a senior. She was our second leading scorer and second leading rebounder last year. And then Promise Cross, who's a junior, she was our leading scorer and rebounder last year as a sophomore. She also led us in steals. And, you know, Brooke Blevins is a junior. She played a lot last year on varsity. She's probably our best defensive player. So we go man-to-man against teams and we look to stop somebody, that's going to be the one we put. You know, she's going to get the toughest guard every single night just because she's so good defensively.
The team has two scrimmages coming up later this month.
First one is November 17th at Franklin County, and we actually play Owen County. Our second scrimmage is at Grant County on November 24th.
Stokes says in those games, the Lady Vikings are scheduled to play against schools they do not often play. He thinks it will be good to see the different talent that is present in the state. For your WMKY News, I'm Shamari Mosley.
The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg. I'm here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
The Eagles take flight tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. With two games under their belts and a victory on Tuesday, the Moorhead State men's basketball team kicks off a four-game road stretch tonight at Connecticut. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. The game marks the first for the Eagles in the 2018 2K Empire Classic, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project, where MSU will also face Syracuse Saturday, as well as Missouri, Kansas City, and either Eastern Washington or Green Bay next weekend at EWU. Coach Preston Spradlin said his team had some work to do after Tuesday night's 102-82 win over Kentucky Christian.
You've got to come out, you've got to jump on them, you've got to, you know, impose your will and use your principles and rely on them. And then we didn't, and we let them get some confidence going. Give them credit. I mean, they shot the ball extremely well.
The game can be heard on the Eagle Sports Radio Network. The game will also air on Sportsnet New York. Fans can check listings to see if the telecast is available. It will not be streamed online due to the live TV broadcast. The Eagle women's team opens regular season action tomorrow night at North Carolina A&T. MSU is coming off an 82-70 exhibition win over Shawnee State last Monday. The team's looking to improve on last season's 21-11 record. Coach Greg Todd says his team is a good mix of size, speed, and skill.
We can play some more zone. We can zone trap, press. We're just very long. I mean, we have a team that has a length that guards more like a power five school at some of those positions. And then our post player is very physical inside.
Tip off Friday in Greensboro is set for 5:30 p.m. A link to listen live is available on msueagles.com. Two University of Kentucky players were mentioned in the FBI College Hoops corruption documents. WYMT reports that in a five-page document obtained by ESPN's Outside the Lines, aspiring agent Christian Dawkins dispensed a business plan that was then emailed to his business partners, including the names of former Kentucky Wildcat Jared Vanderbilt and current Wildcat Ashton Hagans. According to the report, Dawkins planned to give Vanderbilt's family $30,000 in travel expenses to watch him play for the Wildcats last season. Plus, his father was going to get a $25,000 signing bonus when his son turned pro. Allegedly, Dawkins proposed giving Vanderbilt a $100,000 line of credit and a $25,000 advance on his marketing revenue if he was projected lottery pick at the end of the 2017-18 season. The report also states that Dawkins planned to recruit Ashton Hagans. He allegedly wanted to pay Hagans $2,000 per month for 1 year from October 2017 through October 2018, then $3,000 per month until April of 2020. While Vanderbilt and Hagans were mentioned in the report, there's no proof Vanderbilt or Hagans accepted the plan. There's also no evidence to support that Dawkins communicated with either player. An investigation into that allegation is still ongoing. Pittsburgh hosts the surging Carolina Panthers tonight in a Thursday night NFL interconference showdown. Winners of four in a row, the Steelers will welcome a Carolina team also finding its stride, having won three straight of their own. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says his offense will have to be on point to deal with Carolina's athletic linebacking core.
Man, it's a challenging group. They're a fundamentalist group. They're a small menu. They play fast. They play physical. It's big understanding for them. They got continuity. And when you're talking about continuity, man, you're talking about 59 and 58 at the linebacker level.
The linebackers in question are Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, who solidify the middle of the Panthers' defense that presents a formidable challenge for the Pittsburgh offense. Kickoff from Heinz Field is set for 8:20 tonight. The game can be seen on NFL Network and Fox. Morehead State football is winding down its season. The Eagles travel to Dayton on Saturday for a date with the Flyers. MSU head coach Rob Tenier says his team will have to learn from its loss last week against Marist if they hope to be successful this week.
We didn't take advantage of the opportunities. You know, we made some mistakes and tried to battle back. Got the lead again 14-7, and then couldn't really get in the rhythm after that. Really disappointing. And we did some good things on the afternoon, but you know, just too many inconsistencies.
Dayton sits at 4-5 overall and 3-3 in Pioneer Football League play, while Morehead State comes in at 3-6 and 2-4 in the conference. Kickoff from Dayton is set for 1:05 p.m. Saturday. The game can be seen on ESPN+. Kentucky looks to bounce back after a loss to number 6 Georgia when it travels to longtime rival Tennessee this weekend. A win would improve Kentucky to 8-2, the best 10-game start to a season since 1977, and equal the most regular season wins since 1984. Head coach Mark Stoops says his team is preparing just as hard for this game as they did last week's contest.
Oh, I don't know about less stress. You know, I think our team, you know, we have to be motivated the same way again this week and each and every week. And that gets to be the challenge as you get through the grind of the season. You get late in the year here. You know, that sometimes that monotony sets in, and we can't let that happen. You know, we got to put this game behind us, learn from the mistakes, and get ready to go play Tennessee. And getting another conference win is important to us.
The Wildcats have not won in Knoxville since 1984, but knocked off the Volunteers in Lexington last season with a touchdown in the final minute of the game. Kickoff this weekend is set for 3:30 p.m., and that game will air on the SEC Network. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football will have a senior celebration for their final home game of the season, hosting Drake on Saturday, November 17th. Kickoff is 1:05 p.m. You can get tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The S&P 500 closed lower Following big gains in the previous session as investors digested the latest monetary policy decision from the Federal Reserve. And at the close, the Dow Industrials actually did eke out a small gain of 10.92 at 26,191.22. The S&P 500 was down 7.06 at 2806.83, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 39.87, finishing at 7530.88. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged, as was widely expected. The central bank said in a statement it does expect further gradual increases in the overnight rate. And, of course, today's moves come after the major stock indices posted sharp gains following the U.S. midterm election. The S&P 500 and Dow both rose more than 2% yesterday, notching their biggest post-midterm election gains since 1982. And the outcome, with Republicans holding control of the Senate and the Democrats getting back control of the House, was widely expected and did lift another layer of uncertainty among the many that investors are dealing with. The result also leaves the door open for bipartisan cooperation on infrastructure. Both the president and the Democrats in Washington have expressed interest in pushing forward an infrastructure measure. TripAdvisor was up 15% today on better-than-expected quarterly profits, and Flowserve was up almost 8% after raising their profit forecast. Qualcomm shares fell more than 8% after the company issued weaker-than-expected revenue guidance for fiscal first quarter 2019. The company cited lower Apple legacy shipments and lower demand out of China, and Disney shares were down almost 1% ahead of the release of their latest corporate earnings report after the close, and the stock jumped more than 1% in after-hours trading after the company posted a better-than-expected profit on the back of a very strong movie studio segment. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.8%, finishing at $60.57 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,224.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were up slightly, with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In Asia, most markets were up today, with the Nikkei up 1.8% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.3%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were 3M and Walgreens, while the worst performers were Caterpillar and ExxonMobil. In the S&P 500, the best performers were TripAdvisor and Flowserve, and the worst performers were Perrigo and Wynn Resorts. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 15 cents at 83.82, Fifth Third down 2 cents at 27.74, Dollar General up $1.58 at 117.52, Marathon Petroleum down 2.15 at 67.67, Humana down $14.41 at 339.57, and Procter & Gamble's up 9 cents to finish at 91.38. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the Airport, Parks and Recreation, Economic Development Council, and other community organizations provided under guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Taking another look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, showers, lows around 40 degrees, and chance of precipitation at 80%. Tomorrow, showers mainly before 1 p.m., highs near 43, and a chance of precipitation at 100%. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 28, and a chance of precipitation at 20%. Going into your weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 39. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 23. For your Veterans Day on Sunday, sunny with a high near 47. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. On Monday, rain likely, mainly after 5 p.m., with cloudy skies and a high near 48 and a chance of precipitation at 60%. Monday night, rain, lows around 34 and a chance of precipitation at 90%. For Tuesday, rain and snow showers, high near 39 and a chance of precipitation at 80%. Tuesday night, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and a chance of precipitation at 30%. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Taking a look at current temperatures, it is 50 degrees in Inez, 46 degrees in Ashland, 45 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, Moorhead, and 42 degrees in Flemingsburg.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Nacogdoches Miller, Shamari Mosley, and Naya Andwaza, WUKY's Karen Czar, and K&N's Suzanne Duvall. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's Shamari Mosley. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.